Thanks for joining me for Lectio Divina. If you've joined me before, you know that to do Lectio Divina, we go through four movements of scripture reading and silence. And that's what we're going to do again tonight. I want to remind you that this is a process. And so there could be times when you end up praying what seems to be out of order, where your prayer doesn't match up with the words that I'm saying. Or you'll do all of the steps in one movement because that's how your heart is being led. And that is totally okay, because I'm actually not in charge of this time. The Holy Spirit is. So as we begin this prayer, open yourself to trust in the way the Holy Spirit is moving in you. So the first thing you need to do is find a comfortable position where you can relax your body but also remain alert. And then bring your attention to your breath and allow a few moments to become centered, to let go of the activities and your to-do list and all the things that are rushing through your mind, and just begin to focus on this time that you're spending with Jesus. And it's certainly possible that you'll get distracted and start thinking about that to-do list. And if that happens at any time, you can return to your breathing, which can help you focus back on this time you're spending with Jesus. And don't take that as a shame piece. It just is what happens, and Jesus is really good with that. He created us, he knows us, and you heard him, and you'll go back to be with him in his presence. So I'm going to read a passage from Matthew, and as I do, listen for a word or a phrase that feels significant right now, something that's capturing your attention even if you don't know why, and gently repeat this word to yourself in the silence that follows the scripture. Matthew 14:13-14. When Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. Hearing of this, the crowds followed him on foot from the towns. When Jesus landed and saw the large crowd, he had compassion on them and he healed their sick. Thank you. I'm going to read the text again. And this time, allow the word or phrase that caught your attention in the first movement to spark your imagination. Savor it. Notice it with all your senses. Notice what smells or sounds or tastes or sights and feelings are evoked. Listen for what images or feelings or memories are stirring. This is the chance to see how that word or phrase connects to your life. Where is it meeting you today? Or where does it today remind you of something in the past or in the future? Matthew 13 to 14. When Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. Hearing of this, the crowds followed him on foot from the towns. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick. I'm going to read the text a third time, and this time listen for an invitation rising up from your experience of prayer so far. Consider the word or phrase and what it has evoked in you in memory or image or feeling. What is the invitation? This invitation may be a summons towards a new awareness or an action. Matthew 14:13-14. When Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. Hearing of this, the crowds followed him on foot and from the towns. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and he healed their sick. Thank you. Now we're going to move into a time for simply resting in God and allowing your heart to fill with gratitude for God's presence in this time of prayer. Slow your thoughts and reflections even further and sink into the experience of stillness. Rest in the presence of God and allow yourself to simply be. We'll rest here for a couple minutes. Gently connect to your breath again and slowly bring your awareness back to the room, moving from inner experience to outer experience. Give yourself some time of transition between these movements of contemplative depth and your everyday life. Consider taking a few minutes to journal about what you experienced in your prayer. By your Holy Spirit, O God, give us hearts to love you, minds to know you, souls to bless you, and strength to serve you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go with God.